This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Global debt likely reached 98% of economic output at the end of 2020, the International Monetary Fund said Thursday, as governments poured in nearly $14 trillion in fiscal support to battle the coronavirus pandemic. The IMF also urged that fiscal support stay in place until recovery is firmly underway. In an update of its fiscal monitor, the IMF said that the fiscal support included $7.8 trillion in additional direct spending or foregone revenue and $6 trillion in guarantees, loans, and equity injections. Total support is up about $2.2 trillion since the last fiscal monitor update in October. In a blog posted timed to the report's release, the IMF added that, quote, global cooperation on producing and widely distributing treatments and vaccines to all countries at low cost is crucial. And vaccination is a global public good that saves lives and will eventually save taxpayers' money in all of these countries. A World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic left its quarantine hotel in Wuhan on Thursday to begin fieldwork, 2 weeks after arriving in the Chinese city where the virus emerged in late 2019. The mission has been plagued by delays, concerns over access, and bickering between China and the United States, which has accused China of hiding the extent of the initial outbreak and criticized the terms of the visit under which Chinese experts conducted the first phase of research. And a Lebanese man was killed in Tripoli Thursday in clashes between security forces and protesters, angry that a strict lockdown has left them with no means to survive a collapse.